We have Alan Pease from the Kiwanis Club.
Hello, Alan. How are you today?
Howdy. I'm pretty ding-dong good. How are you?
Good to hear. How are you staying cool in this dastardly humid weather here we've had all summer?
Air-conditioned offices.
There you go. Stay out of the sun. Stay in the air conditioning. It's a very sane thing to do. All right. Well, it's Tuesday the 9th. Coming up on Thursday the 11th, which is just two short days from now, you've teamed up, you being Kiwanis, you've teamed up with the Monroe County United Ministries. Tell us what's going to kick off on Thursday and what we need to look forward to coming up this weekend.
Well, okay. The United Ministries Each One Feed One Weekend Food Drive will have its official kickoff this Thursday at Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. We'll be in the Georgian Room of the IMU. And Kiwanis members have been collecting canned food since last March. And our president, Thomasina O'Connor, and our president-elect, Natalie Garshaw, are going to be building a canstruction using all these cans and boxes of food that we've been collecting since March. And then Miss IU is going to come. Justice Coleman is her name. And she's a senior at IU. And we're going to unveil this canstruction at the luncheon and officially present all of this food to Erin Predmore, who's director of Monroe County United Ministries. And then she's going to give us an update and an overview of all of the strategy and planning for the 3 days of food collection that are going to follow this. They will have volunteers at every supermarket in Monroe County, that means Bloomington and Ellettsville, collecting canned and boxed food at the entrance to the supermarkets on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. I said it's going to be in the Georgian Room of the Union Building on Thursday. And the kickoff luncheon is going to be $11 and a can of food to get in, and that'll include the program, the buffet lunch, beverage, dessert, tax, tip, parking, everything. The doors will open at 11:30 a.m., and the program will adjourn promptly at 1 p.m.
Now, Alan, let's go to the need for volunteers, because that's important. I saw close to 200 people are going to be needed.
Right. I wanted to say first the reason for this, and this is the reason you should volunteer. The reason they're doing this, and they do it every year, is so that they can restock the Monroe County United Ministry pantry shelves after the summer, because that's traditionally a time of low donations, very slow in donations being received. So the pantries are practically empty. And that's why they do this each year, to restock. And it's very, very important. Their goal is 18,000 pounds of food to collect. So that's why they need volunteers. They need at least 200. They've got quite a few already. And if you would like to volunteer, let me see here. Oh, you can go to their website, www.mcum.org. Or I have a phone number here. You can call Erin Predmore, their executive director, at 812-339-3429, extension 11.
Now, let's make something really clear, Alan. You don't have to be a Kiwanian, and you don't have to be a part of Beacom in order to volunteer to collect the food. And I presume you'll be sitting somewhere in the entryway of the store asking people when they shop to get a couple extra cans to donate to Beacom.
Exactly. Volunteers can be individuals, families, groups, religious organizations, civic clubs like Kiwanis, and Kiwanis has accepted the responsibility for collecting at Marsh East on Friday, along with Miss IU, from 5 to 8, and on Saturday from 1 to 4. So any other civic group or church or temple or synagogue could do that. Families can do that, or individuals. It doesn't matter. Just I want to tell you something else, too. They're going to do a second weekend of collecting at Walmart on the following weekend, so they need some volunteers for that. Walmart was not able to participate this weekend, but they're going to do it the following weekend.
Yeah, they're going to wait till all the students move in next weekend and do it then. That's a better way to do it. That's smart.
Yeah. So, and if you want to make a reservation for the Kiwanis Luncheon, as I said, it's $11 and a can of food to come, call 812 812- 336-7456.
Alan, let me ask you another question. If, in fact, I want to help out, but I'm not going in a shop, can I just drop off a couple of bucks right there at the entryway to the store?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So you'll take money or food?
Yes.
They'll take fur, wampum, gold coin.
Yeah. And the volunteers, when you arrive, if you're unsure of what to get, they'll have lists to hand you of what kind of canned food and what kind of box food. I know there's a great need for canned fruit. I know that for sure at the pantry.
All right, Alan. Sounds good. So this gets kicked off, the Kiwanis Luncheon, on Thursday, 11:30 to 1. That's at the Georgian Room at the IMU building. And if you'd like more information, the best way to do it is to contact who?
To volunteer, go to the website, www.mcum.org, or for Thursday's luncheon, 812-336-7456.
All right, so we can find all the ways to do that. And, again, a great way to get involved, a great way to help. It's going to be a rainy weekend this weekend, so that's a great indoor activity that'll keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
And folks can get with you to help out and make our community a little bit stronger. Great job as always, Alan. We appreciate your time, buddy.
All right. Thank you, and thank WGCL.